So what do you think about Dublin so far?
This is the land of beer.
That's right.
I know we're going to Israel soon, but while we've been here in Dublin, I've seen pubs everywhere, so I'm pretty sure this is the Holy Land. And this is the biggest Alcoholics Anonymous meeting I've ever been to.
I have a joke.
All right.
What do you call women in Ireland?
I don't know. What do you call women in Ireland?
You call them women, you chauvinist bastard. We landed in Belfast the other day, and I'm like, what? Belfast? Am I here for a job interview? I love Dublin. I would never do anything evil to Dublin.
Really?
I'm afraid of the soccer fans.
But have you looked at this audience?
Yes.
Closely. When the lights are up?
Yes.
I am made entirely out of bone and teeth, and my color actually blends in.
All right, Ahmed, look, as everybody was coming in tonight, they were given an opportunity or two to ask you a question.
Yes.
And everybody wrote them down, and before the show, we grabbed a handful, and I think you should answer them.
Okie dokie.
All right. Dear Ahmed, does Guinness go right through you?
You asshole! Yes. And so does potatoes, corned beef, and fucking sunlight.
All right, Victor, a very important question. Victor, is this legitimate?
Yes.
Okie dokie. It's...
What?
All right, you really want to do this? Okay.
Holy shit. From Victor, it says, Dear Ahmed, would you help me propose to my girlfriend? No. Next question. I'm just kidding. Victor, can we turn on house lights, please? House lights. Okay. The guys working the lights that are smoking weed, turn on the fucking lights. There he is. Okay. Before you do this, think this through! Okay, all right, let's hear it.
What's
that? Yeah! This is the saddest thing I have ever seen.
I read the other day that Scotland is actually the, I've saved this fact for you, the murder capital of Europe.
Do it! I have nothing to do with this shit!
Did you know that bagpipes have existed in Scotland since the 14th century?
Oh, that is probably about the time the murder rate went up. Did you know that I think my mother was part Scottish?
Why do you say that?
Sometimes she'd want to put me in Scottish clothing.
Really?
Oh, sure, she'd say, I killed you. Kilt, kilt, get it, kilt. I killed you.
Jackie Dawson? Jackie, where are you?
Jackie, lay off the testosterone. You sound like a fucking guy. You scared the shit out of everyone around you. Where's Jackie?
I'm here.
This is why in my country we cover our women.
Where are you? Maori? Right, I can't roll my R's. Don't worry, I got it.
Okay.
Last name Christy, is she here? Up there.
With the guy that sounds like a chick.
She says, Dear Ahmed, I have a problem with strange people touching me. I would love to tell them I will kill them, but that can come across as rude. Any other suggestions?
Put your clothes back on and get off the pole.
How do I look? You look good. Okay. All right, now explain to everyone. Wait, come back! Come back! You're one of the guys I really want to love me. Is it the red cape? Is that something wrong with that? Is it? Did I say ham? Oh my God, your name is offensive. Dunham.
Is he coming back? Did he have to go potty? Do you pick it up or pull it down? Or is there a little flap?
I have no idea if we're offending anybody. Just stop.
I don't care. I go home in a suitcase. You're right. I better watch you. You could be going home in a box, too. I was so worried. I thought I'd said something to offend you, and you said,
"Oh, I'm out of here. Goodbye."
I figured some fucking shoe's gonna come flying out here. And... Oh, that would be good, because then I would have the other one. I kill you! What the hell? What? I threatened to kill them. They all go, yeah!
I think some of them actually like you here.
Really? You know, since being here, I've been starting to rethink the whole suicide bomber thing.
How's that?
I blew myself up to get a new place and a few virgins. Meanwhile, 8 guys in the front row here have 5 mansions each, a bunch of hot wives, and their own skin. I had no idea these options were available.
I love you guys. Good night.
Look, I don't want to start a riot or anything, but I want all the hot Icelandic women to know I'm easy. The only problem is Jeff will have to come along too.
I'm happily married.
Not my problem. Did you know that every single city in Iceland is named after the sound a cat makes when throwing up a hairball? I learned that.
That's not true.
There it is.
My favorite person in Iceland is a guy named Half Thor. He should be called Whole Thor because he won strongest man in Iceland and in Europe. I didn't test him, but I believe it. It was a little awkward walking around with a guy because he pulls trucks and I have dolls.
Game of Thrones, right?
Yes.
So, well, who do you play in Game of Thrones?
The Mountain.
The mountain.
In season four.
Well, that makes sense. It wouldn't be good if you were like the stick. So you're the mountain. You're the mountain. And you're a Viking. I'm a ventriloquist. So we have nothing in common.
No, nothing.
How far could you actually throw me?
I'd probably throw it to the water over there. You want to try?
No, I don't want to try.
What do you think about Iceland?
Do they have beer?
Yeah.
It's my favorite place ever.
You know, even though it's named Iceland, did you know that the winters here are actually fairly mild?
No. Well, guess they should have called it chilly. It's a joke, Hathor. If you eat too much, will you be three quarters Thor? I did a fraction.
That was good. Have you seen the colors of the Icelandic flag?
No, I haven't seen that.
There's red for the volcanic fires.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
Blue for the mountains in the distance.
Yeah.
And white
for the people.
So have you enjoyed being here in Iceland?
I hate the volcanoes.
Why?
Things blowing up naturally? If this gets popular, I'll be out of a job. If one goes offline here, I'm taking credit for it. See that pile of smoke and ash? I did that. Ta-da! Ta-da!